Boom.
Possible.
Oh, hi there. Is that Damon Watson?
Yeah, speaking.
Damien. Hi there, Damien. It's just Nathan speaking from MMA Legal. We're contacting regards to the Scottish redress compensation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, you did apply at some point to us online. Basically, we can get anywhere between, you know, £10,000 up to £300,000 back for you. The average claim is around £48,000. So what we'd like to do today, Damon, is spend about 10, 15 minutes with you. Just running through a statement and things like that. I'm just getting claims set up because at the end of the day, the money is sat there waiting for you.
Great, okay, dope.
Is that all right? Okay. So obviously, you called Damon, is it Damon Watson?
Damon Racing.
Right, okay, let me update that there, pal. Oh, so you called Damo on Facebook, I'm guessing, yeah?
Aye. It's just short for Damon there.
Yeah, no, it's fine, mate. Just double checking. Do you prefer to be called Damo?
I've my pals and that call me that, do you know what I mean? So,
yeah, that's fine. No worries, mate. Okay, so I'll leave that on a note there for you, just like, you know, Damo's like your nickname.
Yeah.
Damo, okay. Can you confirm your date of birth, please, for me, pal?
04/07/1985.
1985, yeah?
Yep.
And then your best email address, is it still vanwassondamien@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's it.
That's for me, okay. Now, anything that we speak about is obviously confidential between me, you, and the legal team. We'll never speak to anybody else about your experiences, okay?
Okay.
All right. And this is your best contact number, mate, yeah?
Yeah, this is my contact number.
Wonderful. Okay. Let's get that there for you. If I do go quiet at any point, mate, I'm just filling in details, that's all, pal, okay?
Right, no problem.
All right, mate. Right, so, going into the application, if, you know, in the rare chance that you passed away whilst the claim was pending, who would your beneficiary be? What's their name?
I'm my son, Blaze.
They need to be over 18 to be a beneficiary.
They need to be over 18. Well, my baby mother, Vicky Hertz, her name is.
How she spelled this? Is it V-I-C-K-I-E or...?
No, V-I-K-K-I.
K-K-I, okay. And what's the surname, mate?
H-E-R-C-U-S.
C-U-S?
Yeah, Hercus.
C-U-S. Okay. Do you have a phone number for her, pal, please? Sorry to be a pain. You might have to dig out.
Wait there, no. Just try and get it.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Nemo.
Sorry, if that's beeping, I'm just trying to get this number for you. It's 07.
Yeah.
541.
Yeah.
581962.
581962.
962, yeah.
Wonderful, mate. Okay. So obviously, we, you know, that's just in case. We're not expecting you to pass away anytime soon. Yeah. That's just something we've got to do. Right. Redress type. Go save. Care settings. Okay. So going into the sort of the care settings, what's the name of the care using? Do you know the name of it?
Foster care, like going to somebody's house and then me and my brother were put in care the first time when we were younger in some home, and then the next time we done it, I think I was in primary 7, and we stayed with this woman called Ella, and her husband was called Norman. They stayed in Bar Hill.
How do you spell Ella? Is it E-L-L-A?
E-L-L-A, yeah. I can't remember their second name, so I can't hear.
Ella and what, sorry?
Ella and Norman, her husband was called Norman. We used to call him Stormin' Norman because he was always Cabot.
Right, okay. Fair enough. And excuse me, what year did you go there? Do you know what year it was, roughly?
Must have been like 1997. I'm 41 this year, so but, I mean, I was in primary seven, I would have been about 10 or 11 or something, so...
Okay. And when did you leave them? What year? Just a guess, mate.
We were in that foster care home for a few weeks, so we were. But there was like an older girl and another boy, an older boy staying there, so there was, they were in for the foster care as well.
Okay. Foster care. Let me just check something for my colleague, because obviously being a short period of time, I just want to check something, mate, okay?
I need bother, mate, right?
Hi there, mate. Thanks for your patience with that. So that's that one filled in. So you said you had another foster care, is that right?
Yeah, but I was young at the time. I couldn't even tell you what my age was. I was like maybe 6 or 7 or something.
Yeah, that's fine, mate. So do you remember, like, obviously it's for claiming for some form of abuse. Now, it doesn't mean you don't have to be sexually abused. You don't have to be physically abused. It could be emotional. You could have been
mental and physical. Like the other boy that was in the home, he was older than us, and my brother Shane, he was fat, and the boy used to put tacks in his bed and got up at night time and batter my brother. And then I heard my brother crying, because they were in bunk beds and I was in the single bed over the other side of the room. I heard my brother crying, and then I got up and I went into the bathroom and I got a towel and I put the, it was like a bath porcelain thing, I put it in the towel, and then I went back in the room and I fucking smashed the boy a few times in the face.
I wouldn't blame you, mate, to be fair. I've heard it's much simpler as in your situation. We'll come back to that in a moment about what happened. I'm just filling in some different details. So the foster care, what year were you born?
I was born on the 4th of July, 1985.
85?
Yeah.
Right, so you would have been, it would have been about 1991 when you was in that one, when you was like, you know, really young.
Yeah. I was really young, and then it was like 1997 when I was in that one at Bath with the boy that used to terrorise me and my brother and that.
Yeah, so the 1991, when you were 6, how long was you there for, do you know?
I couldn't actually remember, like, I think it was a few weeks, because my mum suffered from severe mental health and stuff like that, and, she got sectioned a few times, and, like, my sisters, they've got a different dad, so their dad took them in, and then me and my brother, like, nobody could take us in, and my granny Mooney, she only had a 2-bedroom house, so she couldn't take us in, so, got put into foster care while my mum was in the older hospital.
Okay, so again, I was being quite young. You was there for a short period of time, still. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, doesn't mean we can't claim. We just need to put an idea on how long you was there for. That's all. Okay.
A few weeks, maybe, like maybe to a month, I think.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine, mate. Don't worry. That's fine. Save that. Right. Let's go. Save. So I'd say, mate, if it looks quiet, I'm just saving everything for you.
Right,
personal details. So what I'll do next is I'll take your current door number.
I stay in 10 Underhill, St Johnstown, Dalry. It's in Dumfries and Galloway, Castle Douglas area.
What's the postcode, please?
Delta Golf 73 Tango Sierra.
Sierra, so just double check. Delta Golf 73 Tango Sierra, yeah?
Yep, that's it.
And that's number 10, Underhill. Is Underhill one word or is it separate?
Underhill's one word, so it is.
One word. And what's after Underhill?
Pardon?
What's after Underhill?
Underhill's the actual name of the street, the cul-de-sac that's there, but the village is called St Johnstown of Dalry.
Right. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so has the client received? You don't have any sort of, this is quite a touchy question, but you don't have any criminal records in conviction of rape or murder or anything crazy like that, do you?
No, I've got a few. I've got a few criminal records to sort of what it was like for violence when I was younger. My wee brother.
Yeah, that's not to worry. Not to worry, mate. You don't have to explain any further, don't worry, mate. That's fine. And again, you're not suffering from any sort of terminal illness or anything like that, no?
No, I've suffered through severe mental health, but I've got severe ADHD and a mostly unstable personality disorder through when I was young.
It's quite common for people who've been through care, you know, from what I've spoke to people, so you're not alone there, mate. Even I suffer with mental health conditions, so honestly, you're not alone, pal. Statement. So what we'll do now is we'll start off from when you were six. We're going to go through the statement, okay?
Yeah.
So, 1991.
Okay. See the social worker at the time that was dealing with us, right? I'm originally from Girvan, South Ayrshire. It was a social work department in the main street, and the social worker was called Lily McEwen.
Right.
She used to kid on it. She was my mum's friend and that, and then like fucking turn it on her, and then like use it for like a bullet kind of, I mean, trying to like get stuff out of her. And then when she came, opened up a bit, and then she turned it on her, kind of burst it. So stupid.
Right. Okie dokie, mate. Okay. So going into the foster care in 1991 when you were about six, do you recall the names to the people involved? Probably not.
No, it was like a big farmhouse, fucking kind of cottage kind of thing. I think we were there for like 2-3 weeks, and then my mum got out, and we got to go back to my mum's. And then 1997 stuff had really happened, and she cut her throat and cut her arms and that, and she got sectioned, and then like we got put into that foster care in Bar Hill. That's when the main stuff kind of like the trauma kind of happened. You know what I mean?
So what we're going to do now, mate, I need to paint a picture and type in what's kind of happened. So you give me a couple of descriptions of things that have happened. So was it mental and physical abuse?
It was mental and physical. The boys, they used to like punch us and slap us, and he used to batter my big brother big time at night time and that.
So the boy you run about, is that somebody else who was in care?
Yeah, his name was James. I can't remember his second name.
That's fine, don't worry, mate. So Damien was around. So if I go quiet, I'm chatting away in the background. I'm just typing it in, mate, okay?
And that's fine.
Years old. The witness is older brother, yeah?
Oh, see, that was near the 1991. That was like the 1997 one, the second time. The first time it was just trauma for actual getting took away from my mum, and then getting put into like a mad house, and then like, do you know what I mean? Stuff going on, and like we watch sometimes my mum done stuff in front of us, like cut her arms open proper, put a knife through her throat, kind of, and then like. So we had that going on in our head, and then we had to go and stay with these different people, do you know what I mean? And it was like, that was a stressful and trauma at the time. And then when that happened in 1997, that was when like the physical and the mental stuff came on, do you know what I mean?
So at the minute, we're talking about 1997, that's the big farmhouse, yeah?
No, 1991 was a big farmhouse. We were there for a couple of weeks when I was six. The trauma was just from like getting took away from my mum and then going and staying with random people. But then in 1997, that was when the stuff happened with that boy James, like the physical, mental stuff kind of thing.
So what I need to write in is what happened basically. Then. So your older brother, is it your older brother?
Yeah.
So you witnessed your older brother beating up kind of thing, yeah?
Yeah, the boy used to punch us in the leg, punch us in the arm, hard as fuck, like Gina's deep legs and that, it terrorised us that much. And me and my brother used to twirl our hair, and we had ball patches in the back of our head, seemed to be fucking twirling our hair for like a nervous kind of thing.
Yeah, so he was also subject to physical abuse by James.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's another child there, obviously, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, he was an older boy, so he was, I think he was, like, 16, 17 or something at the time, like, growing up about then.
I'm guessing, obviously, this had a massive impact on, like, your mental health, obviously, being...
We were going through extreme stuff as it was, and then like fucking to get extra on top is kind of what I mean. It was really hard to deal with. And my brother was a fighter for being a big kind of fat boy, you know what I mean? So like I was one of them, like my sisters or my brother, he fucked with my family or that, kind of what I mean? Like even for a young age, I'd go to town with people, do you know what I mean? Fight the guys for blatting my mum and that.
Yeah, no, fair enough, mate, fair enough. So can you recall any other sort of scenarios that happened?
He used to put sewing needles, right, put Fred through sewing needles, and then he'd twiddle them down and he'd fling them at us. He could put tacks in my brother's bed. He used to punch us and hit us and that, and then he'd done something like he lit a box of matches, and the whole box of matches went up, and then he flung them at me and it burnt my fingers and I ended up with like blisters and that on them.
Sorry to swear that, mate.
No, man, it's alright. I panned him when I was older. I seen him when I was older and I fucking hit him with a half brick and took his teeth out.
play, mate, I like that. I love to wear that between me and you, do you know
what I mean? I know that sounds a wee bit erratic, but like it was one of them, do you know what I mean? But
yeah, it's karma, I suppose, isn't it?
Yep, but that's it, man. What goes around comes around, doesn't it?
That's it, mate, that's it. What's your brother called?
My big brother's called Shane. Shane Mason.
Shane, yeah?
Yep.
I saw Shane, is it S-H-A-N-E?
Yeah.
Okay. Going into 1991 then.
Yep.
1991. What do you recall from that experience? What abuse would you have suffered?
Well, the social worker, at the line, McCune had come up to our house. And then, like, obviously my mum had cut herself and all that, and, like, she was in a bad way, her arms were all stitched up and that. And, she had took us off from my mum, took us down to the social work department. We were there for, like, an hour and a half, and then we got put in a car, and then we got took to some big farmhouse kind of thing. We were there for, like, 2 or 3 weeks until my mum got better.
Yeah.
But that was traumatising as it was for being a young boy, do you know what I mean?
I understand, yeah. So the redress probably won't pay out for that subject there, but if you when you was in that care for the few weeks you was there for, was there anything that you recall happened where you would have been classed as abused, like you wasn't given food when you was hungry, you was locked in rooms?
No, there was none of that. The people were actually like nicer, they were actually nice. Okay. But the 1997 one, that was when the extra stuff had happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna delete the 1991 because obviously that doesn't fly. Okay. So what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna put you on hold for 1 minute. Okay. I'm gonna generate a better description. Better statement basis, so when you send off the redress, they understand a bit better when they read it, what you went through. So I'm going to pop you on hold for 1 minute. In that meantime, we do need you to send over some form of ID. So when you come to claim, they know they're paying the right person. Do you have any sort of photographic ID, like a passport, driver's license?
I've got a picture of my driver's license. So I have, but it's like a wee bit kind of bloody, but you can see my name and my face and that on it.
Okay. And do you have anything like a, do you want proof of addresses?
I've got letters in it. I've not actually got them at the moment. See, I'm in it, Moira Harsh, my baby mother's house, so I stay in a village. But I could get them for like tomorrow. Letters. I've got my passport and that as well, kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, okay.
I could
send
all that.
Yeah, fair enough. So what I've done is I just sent you a WhatsApp message from a work, obviously business phone. If you can send over a photographic ID, like your passport or the driver's license to that WhatsApp.
Sorry, I was going to say there, like, see the phone that I'm speaking to you on the news? It's just a cheap £10 phone that gets calls and texts. I've got another phone. If you sent me your email address, then I could send it through my email address to you, like,
yeah.
What you need.
Well, what I'll do is I'll send you an email, so then you can send it to me that way, yeah?
Yep, that'd be better, so it would, thank you very much.
Okay. No problem, mate. So let me pop you an old for a minute while I do that report a little bit better. And I'll come straight back in 1 minute, okay? Thanks for your patience.
I'll look for it in 2 seconds, right, because I'm still on the phone. I think it is under, I remember. Aye, that's what it's safe. Eddie, you were funny as fuck when you were away, so you were. Even I used to have you in your arms and like I would do this thing and like tap you like that, like your mum used to do. And then you'd fart on my arm and that, so you would, remember that time she shit up her back?
Tell me my feet used to hold my finger.
Aren't you fucking fragile? I remember when they used to put them on you. Aye. Valentine's present I got you. Fucking back in the day. Mm-hmm.
Hi there, Damo. I'm back again, mate. Hi. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. So I've generated a better sort of explanation of what you went through, kind of thing, a better story behind it all. Just takes a minute, obviously. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, right, okay. So as I say, I'll send you an email soon. In the meantime, I'm going to send something out. Can you access your emails?
I can access my email. I've got another phone that I can use the internet on.
Wonderful.
That's true. My email address is on.
Yeah, I'm going to send you out what's called the agreement, basically, and that's just for you to sign, just to give us permission to run the claim for you. Now, this claim is completely no win, no fee, so you'll never be asked to pay anything out of your own pocket, okay?
Right.
The solicitors charge a maximum of 20% for the work they do. So, hypothetically, you got 100 grand, they'd get 20 grand, you'd be left with 80 grand, okay?
If I got 100 grand, I'd give them fucking 30.
Give me the 10. I'm only kidding. Don't be silly, mate. Don't be silly. I made some out, though. I appreciate it, honestly, pal. So, end of the day, we're here to get you some compensation for the experience that you've been through. Obviously, as well, your brother would qualify for this. So it's worth having a chat with him, saying, look,
my big brother, Disney Daily Thingby, Shane thinks he's cut to a different cloth. Like, he's got a polo in his ass, do you know what I mean? Fucking... He's one of them. He's got a mortgage. He stays up in Broxbourne. Kind of works for that Open Reach. He used to be a prison officer in the Pullman, the young offenders and that. Shane's on a different wavelength. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand, mate. That's understandable. But we'll cross that bridge another time. Anyway, it's not a major issue. Now, in terms, I'm just going to read something out very quickly as well, just a bit of a statement. So there are three different ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for the legal advice. And finally, you can instruct ourselves under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you choose us, it will be under a private agreement. Okay?
Yep.
All right, now. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to check with my colleague that I've got everything correct. I am new this week on this subject. Give me another minute, mate. I'll be back for you, okay?
Take your time, pal. Don't worry about it. Take your time.
Nice, my day, man. 1 second, pal. Thank you.
Right, no problem.
Hi there, Damo. Thanks for your patience. So I've just double-checked with the management. I've done everything correct for you. Okay, so not to worry. The only thing is, can you access your email whilst we're on the phone together or in the next 5 minutes?
I'll go up and get the other phone, you know.
Nice one, pal. I'll also send you an email from me while you're doing that, okay? So you do that, brother. And I'll do that in the meantime. Right. Pal, thank you. Right, what I'm going to do next, I'm going to explain what you need to do next, obviously, to get the claim accepted, okay?
Right, I've got your legal action.
Yes, you got it, fantastic. So all you need to do is basically click on the link.
Right.
Scroll down so you see the big box, what's white, and do a signature with your finger, and then press execute. You should say execute in the blue box.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when you've done that, just let me know and I'll check if it's come through, okay?
Right, so I've done that. So I've done the signatures. So how do I send it to you?
Can you see a button that says execute? It should be like a blue button.
Oh, execute all documents, yeah.
Yeah, and then when you do that, you should send it through to me.
Sorry. I fucking hate trying to do stuff like this, so do.
Don't worry, mate. Honestly, you don't need to be perfect or anything like that.
Right, so I've executed that, so I have an agreement signature.
Pardon?
I've sent that and executed the complete.
Right, did you sign it first, though?
Yeah, signing complete. Thank you for your digital has been successfully applied. Follow the documents.
Yeah, did you do a signature before you pressed the button, though?
Yeah, I done it.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm just going to double check that. Part three, yeah. So obviously, just need to check. Yeah, I can see it there. Yeah, wonderful, mate. That's spot on that. Thank you, Damien. What I'll do next then for you is I'm going to pop you an email out. Obviously, when you get the chance, send over your ID and proof of address. The letter needs to be dated in the last 3 months. So, one.
I'll get bank statements and disability letters and stuff like that.
Yeah, anything like that's perfect, obviously. It just needs to be in the last 3 months. I'll put that in the email anyway for you. And just try and take nice clear pictures where you can see all corners of all pages. Some people will send it through zoomed in just to the name, but it's like we can't see everything. So I do like to explain that we need to see pretty much everything. We don't want to see like what you've been spending on your statement or anything like that. You can hide that with any other piece of the paper if you want to. But that's
I'm not bothered about that. I'm not bothered about that.
Some people can be quite funny. Like, I don't want you to see what I'm spending. On my Tinder and my OnlyFans and stuff like that. but no, mate, I'm only kidding, obviously. But yeah, so as I say, mate, I'll get that email out to you. In the next 10 working days, we'll receive a phone call from the legal team, just to go over a few things with you, ensure that you're happy with everything and whatnot, okay?
Right, okay, Doc, that's great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, no problem, mate. In terms of the email as well, if you need me for anything, pop me an email saying, Nathan, I've got a question, can you ring me? I don't mind doing that for you, mate, okay?
No problem, that's great. Thank you very much.
And no, you're welcome, mate. So, Damon, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for your time. You're welcome. No problem, mate. You're welcome. If you need me for anything, do not hesitate, mate, okay?
Okay, Doc. Thank you very much, Nathan.
You're welcome. Enjoy your evening, mate. I'll see you soon,
You too. Take care. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All the best. Cheers. Bye.